A man comes around the bend in the path. I stop short when he appears. The heath has been quiet today, under dark snow clouds, and we're alone on a path where the oak trees form a tunnel. The man is wearing a hat and a wool overcoat with the collar turned up. When he stops to light a cigarette, I'm close enough to see his knuckles rising under his gloves, but his face is hidden by the brim of his hat. The dog is somewhere behind me. I don't call for him. I don't want the man to hear. Sparrows fly over our heads to the oaks, drawn into the branches like filings to a magnet. His lighter won't catch, and the metal rasps as he tries again. Jasper brushes past me, and I reach for his collar but miss, almost losing my balance. The lighter flares, and the man tips his head to hold the cigarette in the flame. Then he drops the lighter in his pocket and holds out his fist for the dog to smell. Jasper whines, and for the first time, the man looks down the path at me. It isn't him. I call the dog. I apologize in a strained voice. The path is narrow here. We have to pass within a few inches of each other, and I look at him again to be sure. Then I clip the dog's lead and hurry towards the houses and people on Well Walk. I wish it had been him, and that instead I was searching the ground for a heavy branch and following him into the woods. It's been like this for the past 3 days. Since the detective's visit, I've been seeing him everywhere. Last Thursday night, I came home from work and ran a bath before taking off my coat. While water filled the tub, I said hello to Jasper, kissing the crown of his head. His fur always smells like clean smoke, like he's recently been near a campfire. I poured a glass of white wine and drank it standing at the corner. In the bathroom, I filled a small wooden shovel with Epsom salts and tipped them into the water. My friend Nell sent me the salts because they help with aches, she said, and I'm always sore after work. I undressed, listening to the tap dripping in the quiet flat. I left the bathroom door open, since the dog sometimes likes to come and sit next to the tub. I dropped under the surface, feeling the water slide along the length of my body. I need to suggest massage to Agnes for her arthritis, I thought, then tried to stop thinking about patients. It would help her loneliness, too. Her shoulders relaxed when I checked her heart, and she went still, like she was absorbing the touch. I lay with just enough of my face above the surface to breathe, the water slipping over my chin. Pasta with pesto for dinner, I decided. A sound came through the liquid, and I raised my head to listen as water spilled from my ears. Someone was ringing the buzzer. My order, finally, I thought. The book was meant to be delivered 2 days earlier. I pulled a sweatshirt and tracksuit bottoms on over my wet skin and nudged Jasper back from the door and ran down the stairs. There are 2 doors before the street, and I was in the icy space between them when I saw who it was. Not a courier. The inner door closed behind me. As I opened the next one, the woman lifted her badge. "Do you have a moment to talk, Claire?" She followed me up the stairs, which seemed to take a long time. My fingers were stiff and I had trouble with the keys. Jasper greeted her, offering her a stick from the towpath. My chest was bare under the sweatshirt, and I left her on the sofa to find a bra. When I came back, her expression was neutral, but I could tell she'd been studying the room. I wondered what she made of it, and if she'd expected worse, considering my background. It was warm, and the lamps were lit. There were books on the shelves, invitations on the fridge, a holly wreath above the mantel. She might have thought I'd made the best of a bad hand. Or she noticed the open bottle of wine on the counter. The dog, who is half German Shepherd, and the number of bolts on the door. "It's only at home," I wanted to tell her. "I'm not that careful outside." I walk around at night in headphones. I sometimes fall asleep.